Ladies and gents, welcome, 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 welcome all. Welcome one, welcome all. This is the LWIM podcast. Now, before I continue, some of you might ask, what happened to ATA, Absolute Truth Absolutely, Gio? Well, Absolute Truth Absolutely, after lack of support, we did have to shut down that area of the ministry, but we are still very thankful to the Lord for giving us an opportunity to disseminate almost a year of truth via that podcast. But it was time for that to come to an end and for this new venture to begin. This podcast, it will be directed by myself. I will be your humble correspondent and servant, and you will be able to download these podcasts free of charge, of course, via our website, lwim.org. I also want to thank my father and pastor of Living Word Church, Jesus Martinez, who participated in the ATA podcast for a little under or over a year, if I'm not mistaken, and he gave us his insights. He will be back on the program, of course. For many of these, we will have him on board so that he can also share his insights with us on these things. But what I want to do is I want to make this a little bit different. Instead of making it a really formatted podcast where we're releasing it on the same day, every single time of the week, or every single day of each particular week, and making it specific in time length and whatnot, I want to make it more of a free form, like a, how'd you say that, an improvised kind of way. And how are we doing this? Well, I want you to be very attentive to the updates on the website, because we are going to continually update the website as we have all of this time. You just will never know when one of these podcasts will pop up. Well, Gio, that's kind of a mystery, is it not? Well, the best time to do these things, I feel, it's when one is inspired. And there are many things that are happening on a daily basis, which I feel inspired to talk about them and share a biblical perspective with you about them. And this is where we are going to do this, where if I see something that's happening in the modern culture, in the pop culture, and I want to give you a biblical perspective of what's actually happening, then we will post these podcasts on the website. The best way to find out on when we are posting these is to sign up for our email updates. You can do that by visiting lwim.org and going to our email updates page. Just simply input your email address and we will keep you on our mailing list. We will not sell that mailing list at all. That's not our style. We don't sell that to third parties. It's strictly for our use, and your email will not be disseminated to any third parties. It's strictly for everything and anything LWIM, Living Word Youth Ministries. Now, on this edition of the podcast, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the events surrounding Rudy Eugene and Ronald Popo. Now, you might not know him by the name. You might know him by the surname, the Miami Cannibal. Nah, that might ring a bell. Yeah, the same guy that was walking on the MacArthur Causeway who stripped his clothes and he began to chew off a man's face. Yeah, that's the same guy that I'm talking about. And why would you bring that grisly story back to the forefront, Gio? It's been a couple of weeks since that. What does that have to do with anything? Well, I think it's important that we deal with this, because I think this is a very vivid example on how we as a culture have come up to this point where now we are hearing things that we never used to hear about, at least when I was a kid. I never used to hear a person eating another person's face. I mean, you knew there were cannibals out there, but you thought they were out in the middle of the Congo somewhere, not amongst us. You know, the famous phrase, all the zombies are among us. But it's happening now. And things that I never used to hear about when I was a kid, I'm hearing about them now, and I'm wondering, how did we get to this point? How did we arrive here? Well, very simply put, an evil culture influencing people to do evil. It's that simple. I remember when I was a kid, and I can use this as an example, I used to play Atari, used to play Sega Genesis, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog, Donkey Kong, all of these other things. And these games were nonviolent. These games were clean. But more and more, as I started getting older, I started noticing that the market was now infiltrated. It was being infiltrated by things like Mortal Kombat. I remember when that came out, you know, game came out, that caused a huge uproar. That was huge. Parents were totally upset because of it, because of the gore and the way that one would kill his opponents. I mean, it was nasty. But we went from that point to now having just full-on bloody, gore-filled violence. I mean, stuff that you wouldn't even think about. Now, these people are writing this stuff up and putting it in movies, in television, in video games. The influence is everywhere. In music, you hear it in the lyrics. Different ways of killing different people, for example. And this shouldn't surprise us. Gilbert, are you saying that we shouldn't be shocked that this is happening? Not from the standpoint that all of this has led us to this point, where people are acting upon what they're seeing consistently. I mean, we should be shocked both ways, when we see it in real life and when we see it, what, in the theaters or via the video games. It should cause a repulsion in us, but it doesn't. You know why? Because for many years, what we have done is we have tried to suppress that. We have tried to suppress that work of the Holy Spirit, which tells us, wait, stop. There's no need for you to view this. Abstain from this, because there's an evil message that's trying to infiltrate itself in your mind and in your heart. But we have imposed ourselves and said, no, you know what? I want to see this, because it supposedly, and I use this with the quotation marks, ministers to my flesh. And we try to justify that. And now it's gotten to the point where this is what's happening. And then we adopt all of these weird ideologies, and we begin to believe everything against that goes against the Bible. And we come to a point where we have to reflect and say, where did I pick this up from? Where did I pick up these tendencies from? Why do I have this inclination to do this, that, and the other thing? Well, if this is what the culture is constantly feeding you, if this is what the culture is constantly trying to feed you on a daily basis through your liberal teachers, TV, Hollywood, video games, music, your friends, acquaintances, whatever the case may be, what can you expect? Yet, the Bible tells us something different. The Bible tells us that we must think upon that which is pure, that which is holy, that which is a good testimony. Why? Remember that old little song, be careful what your eyes, what they see? Because there is a God above, loves us, sees us from above. Be careful what your eyes, what they see. Be careful what your ears, what they hear. Be careful what your mouth, what it speaks. There's a reason why we sung this in Sunday school. That way we would abstain from the secular influence, which has a direct way to manipulate our feelings and our emotions and our rationale, everything. And that's why I think that it's important now more than ever, especially in this culture, which has become hellbent on preaching the supposed virtues of evil and sin, to abstain. Some might say, well, that's taking the fun out of it. Ladies and gentlemen, how can sin be fun? Maybe initially it might give you a high, but in the long run, it leads you down a path of perdition. It wastes away the years, the precious years that God has given you here on earth. That's why it's time to abstain. And I implore you that if you have things that are surrounding you, even friends, acquaintances, video games, movies, that influence you to think in a different manner than what the Bible tells you to think, you need to cast those things away from your life. You need to start thinking differently. You need to abstain from the secular influence and allow the Bible to influence you. Read it on a daily basis. Adopt what it has to tell you, because this is the truth of God, not only for this generation, but for generations that have come and will come after ours. That is, until the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, in conclusion, if you want to live free from the influence of the world, seeing that, for example, the negative effects that it has when a person allows themselves to be taken by that secular system, then you need to start submitting yourself to the renewing of the mind. Romans chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. Submit yourself to that and allow the Word of God to take hold of your heart and of your mind, and allow it to shape, mold your thoughts, your heart, your mind, everything about you. And you'll see that you will be a person that lives in peace, a person that lives within that peace of God which surpasses all understanding, and also be a person who will not experience the downfalls of sinners. That's my advice for this podcast, and I hope that you take it to heart. Please share these with your friends and with your family members, because they too will also want to know the truth of the matter in a world full of uncertainty. This has been Gio, the youth leader for LWIM. If you have any questions, please email me at Gio, J-I-O, at LWIM.org. That address again is Gio, that's spelled J-I-O, at LWIM.org. And please continue to check out the website for any updates. And if you're in the vicinity, please visit us. We have our Friday night meetings at 8 p.m. at 3175 Southwest 25th Street, 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. Until the next occasion, this is Gio saying goodbye, and may the Lord shine his face upon you.